from the Morongo Casino Studios.
LA's number one morning talk show.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Michael the Count Bisping's taking on CB Doberman Dalloway in a middleweight matchup at UFC 186. This fight is this Saturday at 7 p.m. live on pay-per-view. And at UFC 186, the main card is Kyoji Horiguchi versus Demetrius Johnson. And if Horiguchi wins, he'll be the first Japanese fighter to win UFC gold.
Oh, that's a cool little piece of information.
So we got Michael Bisping on the phone to talk about the upcoming fight. But we're going to play Buzzwords with Bisping. Now, Michael can't hear us right now. He is on hold. This is what he's listening to right now on hold.
Thanks for being a guest on the Heidi and Frank Show. Your call is very important to us. Heidi and Frank will be with you in just a moment.
We
can't wait to feature you, our guest, here on KLOS.
So that's what Michael's listening to right now. So we're playing Buzzwords with Bisping. The three words that we have to get Michael to say in just random natural conversation are chicken, baseball, and biodegradable. If he says the word, you will hear this. And if not, if he's going down the road but didn't say the word, you will hear this. He won't hear any of that.
Okay.
So he's not aware of this game we're playing. Only you are. You're in on the joke with us. All right. So when you hear the telephone ring, that's when Michael Bisping can hear everything that we're saying.
Okay.
Okay? Michael Bisping!
Michael!
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
It's good to talk to you again. You got a big fight coming up this Saturday against CB Dalloway.
The Doberman.
The Doberdouche.
Not worried about it, huh, Michael?
Pardon?
You're not worried about this fight. You got this.
Well, you know, listen, everybody's tough in the UFC, and certainly CB brings some problems to the table, but I do believe in my own ability, and I do believe that I will get the knockout on Saturday night.
Now, you say that CB Dalloway is probably going to try to take you down because he has a wrestling background.
Yep.
And you're saying he's not going to be able to take you down. Is he trying to take you down because he's scared of your punching power? He's scared of you?
Well, I mean, the thing is that's what he is. He's a wrestler by nature. You know, he's wrestled his whole life, and this week he was doing interviews saying that my weakness, he's talking about my wrestling, my weakness is his strength. But he's a little bit mixed up because I don't really have any weaknesses, to be honest. I'm a pretty
love that.
All he talks about is wrestling. In his last fight, he got stopped pretty quickly by Lyoto Machida, who's a great fighter, but he got stopped pretty quickly by a kick to the body. So I'm assuming he's going to be a little gun-shy, and he's going to try and get this fight to the floor as soon as possible. Obviously, I'm going to try and not let him do that and look to knock him out.
Now, Michael, when you talk about, obviously you guys are in the gym all the time and you're doing all the physical training, but does diet play in? Do you eat differently when you're training than you do when you're not training?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, I'm dieting like crazy. And this morning, we're having breakfast. I just had like a bowl of berries and a tiny little bit of oatmeal. My friend just took it into Eggs Benedict with fried potatoes.
So you're not eating any meat at all? Are you not eating any meat?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I'll start fight camp at around 215 pounds, and you have to weigh in at 185 pounds.
How do you get your protein?
So, right now, this
Michael,
morning, I got on the scale
is this thing
200
on?
pounds, and on Friday, I'm going to be 185, as I said. So diet is very, very important.
Well, you didn't mention any protein. You said oatmeal and berries. How do you get your protein?
Well, I've got plenty of protein. It's a little late in the day for protein. I fight on Saturday, but I've got to weigh in on Friday, as I said. So right now, it's just about, making weight and getting on that scale. I won't bore your listeners with how to do it right now.
No, please do.
It takes quite a while, and I'm sure you're not really that interested. You're just being polite.
Let me ask you, because you said you have no weaknesses, and there's a lot of athletes out there who could be two-sport athletes. Is there a sport that you could probably be playing as a professional if you weren't in UFC?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, maybe rugby. I used to be quite a good rugby player when I was younger, but I was never really the guy at school that was played all the different sports.
Are there any American sports that you didn't grow up with, Michael? Is there any American sports that you didn't grow up with that you always wish you could have played or tried?
I mean, I always enjoyed athletics and track and field, stuff like that. But, yeah, I played a lot of rugby, but no, unfortunately, is the answer to your question. Okay. I was always obsessed with martial arts right from an early age. Martial arts, boxing, kickboxing, from 8 years old.
Now, you have kids, right, Michael?
I have three kids.
You have three kids. So are they, can you already see what sort of thing they're going to be into athletic-wise?
Yeah, well, my son Callum, he plays football, American football, and he's very good. He's very talented at it. But he loves jiu-jitsu. He just won a silver medal at the World Championships recently, and he says that he wants to fight when he's older, but over my dead body.
Right. So I'm sure your wife too. Yeah.
I got a question for you, Michael.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
Michael Bisping's on the phone with us, and I got a question for you, Michael.
Less about my fighting. She does a lot of ballet and jazz, and my youngest, he's too young, you know, to even know what dad does.
Michael, I got a question for you. I always wondered this because after a fight, and when they take off your wrist wraps and things like that, that they could have them be covered in sweat, or you got blood on your shorts or whatever. Does that stuff go into like a biohazard bag and get buried out someplace? Or does that just go in the trash?
Yeah,
like your blood and sweat are just out there in the water system.
Well, you know what? It should go into a biohazard disposal unit or something, but when was it? Monday night, I was packing to leave for Montreal, and I was looking for my cup, you know, my groin protector, and I couldn't find it. And then my wife said, oh, it's in that bag, and it was a bag that I'd taken to my previous fight, and she said she put it in the garden behind the barbecue because it had kind of all kind of insects growing in it.
Oh, my God.
And I went through the bag, and it had my cup, and it had some old mouthpieces, it had my wraps. And she said, yeah, that thing needs burning right now.
You know, if that bag would have been buried in the backyard, they could have found that bag in your backyard thousands of years from now and found that bag. Because I doubt if that stuff's going to erode.
There you go.
Oh, man, I had bugs growing in his cup.
Michael, the Count Bisping being on the phone
not
with
in
us.
In the cup, in the bag.
I'm sorry, all right.
In the bag. Let me clarify that point, please.
There's fly larvae all over the cup.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to be taking on CB Dolloway in a middleweight matchup at UFC 186. This fight is this Saturday.
Can't wait.
At 7 p.m. on pay-per-view. Yes, Heidi is a new fan now. She was a big fan of America's Pastime. You know the one, right?
I do.
But now she's
a
UFC fan.
But listen, you know, UFC 186 this Saturday. I'm very excited about it. This is, it's a big fight. CB's a tough opponent, and we're both going to bring it, so don't miss it. Tune in, please.
Michael, did you realize today is Earth Day?
What day? Birthday?
No, it's Earth Day. It's like we celebrate the Earth.
Earth Day?
Yeah, like you recycle.
What does Earth Day involve?
You conserve water. You recycle. Or you buy stuff that...
Rightly so.
Are you celebrating?
California's going through a terrible drought right now.
Going through a terrible drought. Do you do a lot of recycling at home with the family?
I do my fair share, I would say. I'm not some kind of, you know...
Would you ever throw? Do you consider this littering? Throwing a banana peel out the window of your car. Do you consider that littering, or do you think that's okay because it's a banana peel?
Well, this is interesting. See, the other day I threw an orange peel out of the car window.
Yeah.
So how do you justify that?
I was going through like a kind of a rural area. You know, there's lots of stuff, and my wife said, "Michael, you shouldn't do that." I said, "What are you talking about? It's an orange skin. I'm giving back to the earth, you know," and we had a conversation about it. I'm curious to know what's your stance on that.
Yeah, because that's, I mean,
I think it's perfectly fine because obviously, you said you're giving it back to the earth.
Yeah, pretty quick. Kind of insect or, you know, something. I'll be very happy with that.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're right. At first, it feels like littering, but you realize it's not.
Michael, if you're ever out here in Los Angeles, you got to come in the studio and hang out with us, man. You're a lot of fun.
I can't wait.
We're rooting for you, Michael. Yeah,
good luck this Saturday, man. We're rooting for you.
All right, guys. All the best. Take care.
Be sure and tune in. It's pay-per-view this Saturday, 7 p.m., UFC 186. All right. Is he gone now? Oh, my God. Yes, I got biodegradable.
In the buzzer.
Woo! The hardest one.
My God.
When you say chicken or baseball.
When I thought, he was like, my kids, you know, he's playing, my kid's playing football. I was like, you mother.
We were right there close.
Oh, so cool.
Really, it looks like Kevin, who gave us the buzzword biodegradable. Kevin, I worked hard for that.
Damn it.
I know you did.
Gave you the win, my friend. So what are you going to get? You're going to see Willie Nelson and family at the Greek Theater. Or Pacific Amphitheater, right. It's your choice of venue. So you stay on hold. We're going to hook you up, Kevin. Thanks for playing Buzzwords with Bisping.
Woo.
We're going to take a quick look at traffic and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.